Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Cultivating self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up and your inner voice goes full on attack mode? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we stumble, make mistakes, or just plain fall short of our own expectations. But here's the thing. Beating ourselves up about it doesn't get us anywhere. In fact, it can actually hold us back from moving forward and achieving our full potential. So, how do we break free from the cycle of self-criticism? How do we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend? That's where self-compassion and forgiveness come in. They're not just feel-good buzzwords. Folks, they are essential tools for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness. First, recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of the human experience. We're all works in progress, learning and growing every single day. When you stumble, don't see it as a reflection of your worthiness or capability. Instead, view it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks and failures along the way. Second, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, gently acknowledge those thoughts and feelings without letting them take over. Imagine yourself as a compassionate observer, noticing these patterns without getting swept away by them. It's like watching a storm from a safe distance. You can appreciate its power without being harmed by it. Third, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a loved one who is struggling. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Of course not. So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Remember, you deserve compassion and support, just like anyone else. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, take time to celebrate your accomplishments and recognize your positive qualities. This helps shift your focus from negativity to self-appreciation. Finally, practice forgiveness. This isn't just about forgiving others, it's also about forgiving yourself for past mistakes. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. Letting go of these negative emotions frees up space for healing, growth, and joy. Let me tell you a story that really drives this point home. Imagine this. You're working on an important project, putting in countless hours and pouring your heart into it. But then, something unexpected happens, a major setback, perhaps a technical glitch or a communication breakdown. You feel crushed, disappointed, maybe even a little angry. Your inner voice starts whispering doubts, reminding you of past failures. But what if, instead of letting those negative thoughts stick over, you chose to respond with self-compassion? What if you acknowledged your feelings of disappointment and frustration, but then reminded yourself that setbacks are part of the journey? What if you focused on what you've learned from this experience and how you can use it to move forward stronger than before? That's the power of self-compassion and forgiveness. It allows us to navigate challenges with grace, resilience, and a renewed sense of purpose. Remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Take these key takeaways and put them into practice today. Be your own biggest cheerleader. Celebrate your strengths, learn from your mistakes, and forgive yourself for those stumbles along the way. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, and let's keep this conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay focused, stay kind, and remember clarity comes first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.